Good evening, Ron. KCBOA. Hey, Rick.
How's the evening going? KC8YVF.
Yeah, it's a going. I've been playing with a modem. Or not with a modem, but a router.
Yeah, you said you had issues there the other day trying to get them fixed. Yeah, that's no fun. So far, so good with my new one. It's working. There are some quirks in it, some things that I don't like about it. But it is what it is.
It takes time to get things ironed out the way you like it. And then when it comes time to set it all back up again, you forget what you did.
Yeah, that's for sure. And then I got my wife's computer that keeps dropping connections, so she doesn't use it to regular desktop. And I've got it plugged in, hardwired, to the switch, to the router. And hers, it will keep dropping the connection. So the only way, you either got to reboot it, or if I disconnect the network cable from the plug in the wall and plug it back in, then it will reconnect. And I've switched, I think I screwed up one of them. I got to put a new connector on the one that goes into the back of the into the switch. On the old router, it used to go in the back of the router, and then the new mesh router has two ports, one for input and one to go out to the switch, so I had to put everything into the switch then, and I think I broke one of the wires or something because it wouldn't reconnect again. So I patched her over to another connector in the office, and that one works, but yeah, hers keeps dropping a connection.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fun. Yeah, I got MikroTik HAP, what I've got here, and trying to get that set up. And I've got two of them here. I got a MikroTik HAP light AC, and I got that one going, but it does not allow me to change the IP address. When I change the IP address, it quits working. So I don't know what's going on with that. I think it was more intended to be plug and play. But I do have another HAP 3AC, or 3AX, correction. A HAP 3AX, which is a little bigger unit. And the only problem I got with that is ETH1 is set up with PoE in and out, and was not happy about that, so I had to change the WAN port over to 2. So that's what I've been working on.
Oh, you sound like having fun like I was. Mine, like I said, my original router back many, many years ago, I had one device that was on a 168 IP address. So I just kept that for years here, and I said, well, when I switch to this new one, I'm going to go back to the default of 192. So everything had to get switched over. There was a bunch of devices I had to either reboot on the desktop computers or some of the other I had to pull batteries out of to get them to reset to lose the old IP address range. And so it took a few days to get that done, and most of this is done on a app on my phone, and there's some features on it that, you know, aren't there. I should be there. They sent me a request today to do a review of the product, so I gave an honest review. The big thing was my old router, which was, I was going to say 8-10 years old, maybe. I didn't think it was that old, but it probably is. Had a USB port on it, so I could plug in my USB mass storage drive, and you could map it basically as what they called a ready share, so it was a share drive on the network running right through the router. Well, the new router that I got, this mesh router, had USB ports on it as well, and that's why I bought this particular router. And plug it in, and the USB port doesn't work. It doesn't do anything. So now going back and looking at support groups and that, yeah, this was supposed to be a part feature of this router. That's why the port's there. and have mass storage so you could store, you know, your videos from your IP cams or whatever. Well, it never came about so far. So all these are things back from late last year, 23, and nothing from current. So I, you know, when I did the review, I said, you know, not good that, you know, you've got a USB port and it basically it does nothing. It's, it, there's no option in the software. You plug it in and nothing happens. So I'm not happy with that part of it.
Yeah, I haven't got to the point of playing with the USB ports on either one of these routers here. But I also have a NAS, so I don't have to mess around with the other. But, yeah, it's interesting, and there's a lot to learn there. You start playing around with the MikroTik routers, there's a lot of stuff, and finding out that one of the WinBoxes, the 4, the beta version, has got some issues yet. I have to go back to the other version. It didn't like it, so went back to the stable version of WinBox. The WinBox is a nice feature to have to program things and get in and see things. You know, Ubiquiti wants you to pay for a controller and everything else, or you can put one on your computer, but it's a pain in the butt putting it on your computer and so forth. The previous router I had was a Ubiquiti Edge router, Lite. That one lasted for over 10 years. So it hadn't any updates in probably the last 3-4 years anyway, so there's been no updates for it or anything of that nature, so it was time.
Yeah, you're dealing more with a commercial type of router than a home type. Mine's always been the home. My last one was a Netgear Nighthawk, and yeah, of course they stopped supporting it. It needed some updates, and so they haven't updated it since like 22, so it's been a couple of years since the last firmware upgrade. So I'd go back online and say, nope, you're up to date. Well, no, it isn't. You need well, we want you to buy a new modem, a new router that way, you know, and I kept looking at the single routers, and, you know, each one of them said, you know, this is good for 25 or 30 wireless devices. Well, I have more than that, so the only thing that said that would handle more were the mesh, and I got a dual one, the main router plus the satellite, and one's on the front side of the house, one's on the back. So it's working. It's everything's connected and working. Everything's basically the same speed as it was before. I didn't, you know, everything says in the advertisement, you know, blazing speeds. Well, I'm getting the same speed off in this router that I was off in the 10-year-old one. So whether it was wired or wireless, it doesn't matter. It's basically the same speed. One thing I don't like, again, it works, but there's no option for it. This is a tri-band router, so it's got 2, 4, 5 gig, and 6 gig. I don't have anything that works on 6, but I do have my phones and tablets and some other devices that it will work on 5. I can't manually assign those to that frequency band. It just puts what it wants, so I go through the list, and some things are on 5, some are on 6, but it doesn't even show up. If I do a search for my Wi-Fi, it only shows the 2, 4 gig Wi-Fi. It doesn't show the 5, it doesn't show the 6, so I can't manually, you know, say, hey, I want you to connect to this so I can space things out. So that's an issue there I wrote them about too in the review.
So the latest router I got is just a 2 gig and 5 gig, and it's Wi-Fi 6. So it's got more antennas on it. So, but yeah, it's if you can't use it, it's no good. And I have a bunch of microcontrollers that are in the 2 gig range, and so that definitely needed the dual band, and that's why I wanted to be able to put the addresses back in where I had them before, because I had a lot of fixed IPs and so forth. They didn't want to have to sit there and redo all those, but it may come to that. KCBOA.
KCBYBF, yeah, I know. They improved some things, and then take some things back. So kind of like leave the stuff that works on it or leave that stuff and just add features. Don't start taking things off in these. And I know, so we'll see if the app of, you know, a lot of people online have complained about this USB now that I've looked at it, and some of the other features as far as, the, you know, the 5 gig not showing up in a Wi-Fi search and or the 6, and there's a switch on there that says, well, if you want to temporarily turn it off, I said, no, I don't want to turn it off. I want to be able to see it. It should show up when I, you know, do a Wi-Fi search on my phone or whatever. It should show up on there so I can attach it to it. So, yeah, that's an issue. That's a firmware and a software. So a firmware upgrade, I've got them both upgraded to the newest firmware since I bought them, and the app is up to date. So at some point, hopefully they add that, especially the support for the USB. And they said something in there that they were having problems figuring that portion out. And I'm thinking, my 10-year-old router has that feature. What's, you know, that's old technology. That's nothing new to be able to put a USB port and have it run through the router. That's, you know, firmware and software. So sometimes they have a habit of pushing things out before it's ready for prime time, and they'll promise a bunch of things and then push it out there, and then you find out it doesn't have it. It's through Wise Company, so I got a bunch of their cameras and switches and a few other things because they're, you know, fairly inexpensive compared to some of the other things. But yeah, they got a habit of doing this sometimes, and I mean, at least it works. I had to take the router or my 4 terabyte drive and plug it into my computer. So you know, that computer's got to be on all of the time for the other devices to back up to it. So, and then go through and have to remap the drive and everything else. So, fun.
Yes, I hear you there. Yeah, I think you get more bang for your buck when you buy the Microtech than you do some of this other stuff. Some of the routers do not run dual band or multi-band concurrently, so you got to be careful about that. That was one of the things I had to watch for. Some of them indicated they're dual band, but they only did one band at a time. Not cool.
No, yeah. If you've got a dual or tri-band, you got to be able to run it. This runs all of them, so like I said, I don't have any 6 devices, but it is connected. When my phones are connected to the 5, my tablet's connected to the 5, it'll show me what I'm connected to, but I can't manually say, hey, I want my phone to be on the 5 gig side, and so I got, you know, leaves more room on the 4, on the 2 gig side for the devices that aren't dual band. So yeah, it is not good. Like I said, that's just something that they're going to have to add to it, and hopefully they keep updating. It's a fairly new device, and so hopefully they just keep, you know, adding to this as they go. So, all right, I just pulled into the driveway here. That's another thing I got to do. I got to reprogram my front porch light. It is not on, so I got to get down and reprogram that device that controls the front porch light, and so that it's on when I get home. I'm not walking into a dark porch here. So, have a good night, Rick. We'll talk to you later. And that's KCYVF. Back with you.
Okay, Ron, we'll talk to you later. I did see you sent something out on Meshtastic. I have not had a chance to dig in on it. I've been busy with everything else. Matter of fact, I was up until 3 o'clock this morning playing with the routers. And then got back on it later on today and been on it steady since then. So we will talk with you later. KCYVF, KCBOA.
Yeah, I just sent out
AEACYB
on Meshtastic that we're going to be doing that. I sent it out to Bay County, Midland County, Genesee County, Tuscola County, and Lapeer County to the ECs of everybody, and said, please share this with your Aries and radio clubs, so if anybody is interested in Meshtastic, they'll at least get an introduction, and between you and I, we hopefully can answer a few of the questions. So I know Mike called me and said, yeah, there's a couple of guys up in Midland when he was at the Midland meeting that they wanted to come down too, and I think one of them was from Gladwin County or something. So hopefully we get a decent turnout in the, you know, half a dozen of us, the choir that preaching to again. So 73, KCBYVF, clear.
Station calling, call again. KCBYVF.
KCBYVF, KEACYB. Just real quick, I heard you guys talking about your routers and stuff and not being able to associate to the specific frequencies. I assume, and I'm sure you probably already know it, but maybe not, that what I've done at my house, I have Netgear business grade equipment, but what I've done here is if I want a 5 gigahertz, something to connect 5 gigahertz, then I set up an SSID just for 5 gigahertz. And then that's the only Wi-Fi I enter in that device. And like my phones, if I want to try and stay connected to the 6, then I just put it on the 6. But like mobile devices, you're going to probably want to stay with hitting all three bands, but you're going to have to name each frequency a different SSID and then enter that in the devices you want.
KCBYVF. Yeah, when I set up the device, it's a web app-based, phone-based app that it does. It asks for the name of your router, and they suggest it naming it the same name as your own router and using the same password so that all of your devices would, you know, just automatically connect to it, which I did and the majority did. It did allow you to turn on a guest Wi-Fi and name that, but the app or the computer side of it, you can log in to the IP address on the computer. Neither one of those allows you to name the 5 gig or the 6 gig side. There is no provision for that in the app itself. My old Netgear router had that option, so I could label at least the dual band is what that was. I could label the 5 gig side. On this, there is no provision in the app or the computer side to do that. So hopefully that's something they add in the software, update in the firmware, something, because it's there, it's turned on, and my devices will connect to it, but I can't say I want my phones and tablets on the 5 gig specifically to leave the other devices that are only 2.4, that's, you know, that frequency band for them. So unfortunately, it's not something in the app or the computer side that I can do at this point.
Okay, yeah, I understand what you're saying. I don't know what I missed what brand of equipment you had. It seems to me I remember that not you specifically, but the person setting it up needed to, somewhere there was a switch or a setting that you can say, break the 2.4 out of the 5 gig. And if you didn't do that, then they both had the same SSID, same password and everything, and then whatever the device was trying to connect to it would supposedly pick whichever band it needed to connect on. On that note, that's one of the things that I find I don't like with my current Netgear equipment. I can manage it all through the app. I have it through the basically cloud-based, but if you log into the IP address directly, there's a lot of settings you can't do because it's being managed by the app, but basically, I went with business-grade equipment so I can power cycle Ethernet ports and turn cameras or access points on and off. But, like I say, I don't know what brand equipment, but, yeah, it sounds like they need a firmware update to break those SSIDs apart so you can at least set up different names, different SSIDs, so you can select at least which SSID a device will connect on.
That is correct, yeah. The device that I have, it's a mesh router system. I have a bunch of the WYZE IP cameras at the house and some switches. They now make a mesh router. I purchased that router because it was fairly inexpensive for compared to the other mesh routers. And yeah, it doesn't have that in the firmware or the software to be able to do that. Like I said, when I connect, I look at my phone, I'm on 5G, but it just assigned it to it that way. I don't have the option to do it. So, yep, definitely they need to upgrade in the firmware. They need upgrade in the app itself. As you said, everything's pretty much done in the app. If you go to the IP site on the computer, there's not much there. It just gives you some basic information. But unlike my old Netgear router where everything was off the IP address that I could set everything and anything, the app base, they try and keep it simple, stupid for people and for people who want to divulge more into the system. It's not that kind of a router for them. So I kind of got away from that, so I don't need to do a lot of that anymore. And there is some port forwarding options and things like that that I can do with this, but not like the old router system. So that's good point and bad point. The old router was limited on the number of concurrent 2-4 connections, and it kept dropping devices off the Wi-Fi because I had too many things on it, and it just couldn't handle them all. So the mesh router, the dual system that I've got, will handle in excess of 150 devices and a 4,000 square foot area. So it's doing what it needs to do. It's just I lost some of my abilities by going to this system. So, all right, I got to get out of here. I've been sitting in the car. So, Rick, KC8VOA, we'll talk to you later. And the other station, I didn't catch the call all the way. So, have 73 to you. I'll turn it back over to you, KC8YVF.
Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Yankee Bravo, Brent and Carol. Parting thought as you're exiting, if you're still listening, I found that my POE cameras are basically transmitting a carrier signal on 147915, I think it was, so it's really affecting my ability to listen to the .66 here in Carol. So at some point, maybe we can chat about if you're having the same problem or not. So if you want to come back, great. If not, don't worry about it. I know you got to go. KE8CYB73.